AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President Joe Biden says John Glenn defined what it meant to be an American. Biden was among the speakers at a memorial service for the former astronaut and former senator at Ohio State University.
He had that infectious smile. Even when things looked like everything was crashing down, John would walk into my office or walk into a caucus with that big smile on his face, and I wonder, where in the hell has he been?
Retired Marine Corps General John Daly says the nation had John Glenn for 95 years, and it still wasn't enough. David Glenn spoke about seeing his dad in October, and John Glenn started singing September songs.
Well, the days dwindled down to a precious few, September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you.
A procession of Glenn's hearse went from the Ohio State House in Columbus to the memorial service. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said, bye-bye, America. He threatened to terminate a pact that allows U.S. troops to visit the Philippines. Duterte reacted with rage to what he thought was a U.S. decision to scrap a major aid package over worries about human rights. Slick roads have resulted in at least five deaths in states like Ohio, Indiana, and Maryland. In Baltimore, a tanker carrying gasoline skidded off a highway and exploded. Two people were killed. In New York, snow is the issue. Hazel Cole is trying to get through Brooklyn.
This is Mother Nature. We can't change it. This is time for the winter, the snow, and everything. And we all have to enjoy it and go along with the program.
There is also a tornado watch in effect for parts of six states: Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, Mississippi, and Indiana. An agency in Chicago that investigates police shootings determined an officer was justified in fatally shooting a black man in the back 2 years ago because the suspect was wielding a firearm as he ran away. This is AP Radio News. The surgeon who created the Heimlich maneuver has died.
Dr. Henry Heimlich's son, Phil, says his father died at the hospital in Cincinnati, Ohio, after suffering a heart attack earlier in the week. While he invented the Heimlich maneuver in 1974, Dr. Heimlich did not get to use it to save a life until this year when he was 96.
Just the fact that he was agile enough at 96 to jump up and perform it was pretty unbelievable, much less that he had invented it.
Phil Heimlich says his father will always be a hero for saving countless lives through the invention of his namesake procedure. I'm Julie Walker.
The men's soccer team at Washington University in St. Louis has been suspended indefinitely for what the university calls sexually explicit comments and other inappropriate behavior toward the women's soccer team. The university says in a statement, comments made in an online document from 2015 were degrading and sexually explicit. I'm Ed Donahue. AP Radio News.